not that end. Not the old. If you do the old, first, it's going to be highly inflationary right now at a time when inflation is pretty tough. The problem we've got now, Joe, you know, the reason it's inflation is tough is that we've got a hell of a boom on our hands. And so it's already good in one way and bad in another. You know, there's labor shortages all through the South, you know. Real, I mean, in real, you know, in the stuff, skilled stuff. Right now, today, you can't get anybody to work. Sure. Isn't it because, Joe, people have got more, people are buying more, and that's true? That's right. And not only, Joe, from the United States, but from all over the world. I mean, Europe is richer, Japan is richer, even places like Singapore are richer. I'd rather be that way than the other way. Well, it's a good one, I think. Yeah, we have to, of course, we have to overcome today, but I figure I do think you'll look like it. It just gives us the tools we need to do the job. But and as I told the boys today, I said, look, I mean, some of you figure this is getting power of the president, but now I know all this argument. I don't want any more power, so we should put some money on my back here for this stuff. But the point is, if I can't send a negotiator like Everly abroad to negotiate with the Japanese or Germans or us, and then the guy on the other side of the table says, look, I can do this, and Everly says, well, wait, I got to check with the Congress. I said, I can't make any deals that way. Right? And you see, the point is, we want to be sure, Joe, that our negotiators and hearing committee ought to say, this is the president, I don't want a bit of a thing, and they want to vote the president out of office. But the point is, we have got to see that our negotiators start to get the right kind of deal for American good. They go up or down, and right on the spot, they've got to be able to do it. Right on the spot. Correct. Yeah, I know. through it all.